This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Yesterday, we learned that existing home sales fell last month because there are so few houses on the market. New home sales data is due this morning. Just a question here. Has the housing market 10 years after the great mortgage meltdown become too hot? Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell is here. Good morning.
How you doing, David?
So this is the part in the movie where someone looks down at their screen and says, And the is about, is there a bubble inflating, do you think, with real estate prices in these United States?
Well, there's a group of people that think the answer is yes. I mean, when I've been thinking about bubbles, I go Bitcoin. But James Stack, he's a money manager based out of Whitefish, Montana, and he's well known for predicting the previous bubble, 2005.
What's he saying now?
And now he's saying, look, housing prices, record high. The home builder stocks, that was the best performing group last year. Another bubble is in the making. And so all of a sudden, people are starting to pore over the numbers and say, wait a second, should we be looking at real estate? Because you know what? That really matters to the household balance sheet.
All right, but bubble, when it comes to house prices, isn't that a little overinflated as a claim at this point?
I think it is. And Bill McBride, he also was very accurate in predicting the 2005-2006 housing market bubble. He's with Calculated Risk. And he says, look, you're just not seeing the kind of rampant speculation that you saw back in 2005. And, you know, lenders are still reasonably conservative. And yes, prices are too high in parts of the country. But still places like Cleveland are struggling, you know, to come out and, you know, see their prices appreciate.
All right. But I say this twice a week. Trees don't grow to the sky. What are some headwinds for the real estate market?
Boy, there are a number of headwinds. For 2018, we got this, what would you call it? The tax cuts. You know, the reduction in the deductions for state and local government taxes. That's going to hurt the high-end part of the market. And then Jerome Powell, he's been confirmed by the Senate to be the head of the Federal Reserve. And he's clearly in the let's raise interest rates camp. And then I think housing prices in most parts of the country have gotten ahead of incomes.
Which is a key thing, because when that is the case, maybe you should not be buying.
Exactly. And so when it comes to your own household personal finances, you don't want to be house poor. Talk to anybody who a decade ago was house poor and how miserable that can be. So whether or not there's a bubble, if you are stretching your finances to buy, that's a signal not to buy.
Chris Farrell is Marketplace's senior economics contributor. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.